亲爱的朋友、弟兄姊妹们，你们好，这里是大卫弟兄，欢迎你们再一次收听复兴之声节目。在今天节目里，我们将要继续播放这一系列的信息，讲到耶稣显明神，怎么样耶稣三年半在世上，不论他说话行事，把这位天上的父神彰显在众人的面前，他将神启示出来，使人能够认识神。在今天的信息里，弥勒牧师将要讲到他不定罪，讲到这位耶稣他来了，不是要定我们的罪，他乃是来做罪人的朋友，乃是来拯救我们，赦免我们的罪，使我们不需要再继续的犯罪。他不定罪是从约翰福音第八章讲到那个被众人当场抓闹的这位淫妇的故事来看，耶稣没有像其他抓他的法利赛人文士那样的定他的罪，反而耶稣在最后跟他说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，因为从此不要再犯罪了。耶稣给他一个肯定的方向，给他一个肯定的应许，就是他不需要再犯罪了。耶稣讲的话句句带着能力，耶稣能够释放这个女子，因着他的恩典，因着他的赦罪，叫这个原本罪恶深重的这个妇人，这样在罪的这样的一个羞愧，在这样的一个定罪感之下得到释放。人所需要的就是能够罪里面出来，人所需要的就能够从身上除去良心的控告、罪恶的羞耻。但有谁能够拯救他呢？有谁能够帮助他使他能自由呢？只有这位人子耶稣，只有耶稣有这样的权柄，也只有他关切一个罪人的需要。而其他的人不但不关心他，甚至要拿石头打死他，定他的罪。虽然同为罪人，可是他们却对他丝毫的不怜悯，反而借着这样定他的罪，遮掩了自己里面良心的控告。但在他生前的这位人子耶稣，同样的身为人，却是何等的不同，充满了仁慈，充满了这样的连续。这位耶稣真是把神显明了在他的眼前。耶稣来到世上，找到我们这些罪人，他爱我们，正是把天上父神的爱显明了出来。耶稣爱你。
耶稣爱你，耶稣爱你，在你生
thank you. Turn to the book of John.
我们来看约翰福音。
And we're going to be in the 8th chapter.
约翰福音第八章。
And we're looking once more at something Jesus did.
我们再次来看耶稣做的一件事情。
Because the things that Jesus did help us to know who the Father is.
因为耶稣所做的事情就帮助我们知道父是谁。
Because he said, I only do the things that Father tells me to do.
因为他说我只做父告诉我要做的事。
And so to have an understanding, a concept of God,
所以要对神有一种观念，要了解神。
The best way to have one good one is...To look at the life of Jesus.
最好的方式就是来看耶稣的一生。
And we've looked at several incidences.
我们已经看了几次的事情。
We started out looking at Jesus turning water into wine.
我们首先看了耶稣把水变成酒。
And we saw him walking on the water.
我们也看过他行在水面上。
We saw him making bread and feeding everybody.
我们也看到他做饼喂饱了很多人。
But tonight we're going to look at him in another situation.
但是今天晚上我们要来看耶稣在另外一次场合中。
And we'll find it in the 8th chapter of John.
我们看到约翰福音第八章。
And we'll just read the first verse or two also, but we'll read down to verse 11.
我们从第一节一起看到第十一节。于是个人都回家去了，耶稣却往橄榄山上去，清早又回到殿里，众百姓都到他那里去，他就坐下教训他们。文士和法利赛人带着一个行淫时被拿来的妇人，叫他站在当中，就对耶稣说，夫子，这妇人是正行淫之时被拿的，摩西在律法上吩咐我们把这样的妇人用石头打死，你说该把他怎么样呢？他们说这话乃试探耶稣，要得着告他的把柄。耶稣却弯着腰用指头在地上画字，他们还是不住地问他，耶稣就直起腰来对他们说，你们中间谁是没有罪的，谁就可以先拿石头打他。于是又弯着腰用指头在地上画字，他们听见这话就从老到少一个一个的都出去了，只剩下耶稣一人，还有那妇人仍然站在当中。耶稣就直起腰来对他说，妇人，那些人在哪里呢？没有人定你的罪吗？他说，主啊，没有。耶稣说，我也不定你的罪，去吧，从此不要再犯罪了。
We just sang, No one ever cares for me like Jesus.
我们刚刚唱了，没有人像耶稣这样子的爱过我。
This woman was in a tremendous predicament.
这个女人她落到一个很糟糕的境况里面。
As we would say commonly, she was in a mess.
就像我们可以说的，她实在是一团糟。
She was completely ashamed.
他非常的羞愧
and guilty,
而且他觉得很有罪恶感
and despised,
被人看不起
and condemned,
被定罪
and all Jesus had to do was say one word and they take her out and stone her, kill her.
只要耶稣讲一句话，人们就可以拿起石头来把他打死的。
They still do that in some lands.
在有一些国家，人们还是这样做。
Amongst Arabian people,
在阿拉伯人的当中。
For adultery,A man will kill his wife.
如果他的太太行淫的话，做丈夫的就会把他杀死。
Today he is allowed to kill his wife. No one will say anything.
而且今天在阿拉伯容许做丈夫的这样做，没有人会说一句话。
And so she was in one tremendous predicament.
所以她在一个很紧急的状况里面。
No one would speak up for her.
没有人会为她说话。
No one cared for her.
没有人爱顾她。
Her husband would be the first, for he would be so ashamed.
她的丈夫会是第一个，因为她会非常的不好意思。
And she was full of shame.
她也会非常的羞愧。
Her emotions trapped her.
她的情感使她落到的陷阱里面。
And there she was.
她在那里。
And they brought her to the tribunal.
人们把她带到文士那边去。
And what could she say?
她能说什么呢?
She was caught.
他被逮着了。
She couldn't say one word.
他一句话都没有办法说。
And the only thing that lay ahead of her was death.
摆在他前头的只有死。
And she knew it.
他知道的。
And people don't like to die.
人们不喜欢死的。
We want to live.
我们想要活。
But she was looking at death.
但是他面对着死亡。
And they brought her before Jesus.
人们把他带到耶稣的面前来。
They were using her to trap Jesus in saying something.
人们是要用这个来得到耶稣的把柄，希望耶稣说一些东西。
They were using her as a political trap.
人们在用这个女人作为一个政治的陷阱。
And they came crying out against her.
他们来都喊着说她不好的话。
And only someone in that tremendous and miserable state could understand what she was feeling inside.
唯有像她在那种很糟糕、很不好的处境里面，才能够明白她内心的感觉是什么。
So much shame, she wished she was dead.
她觉得太羞愧了，她真希望自己死了。
But in no way she wanted to be stoned.
但是她绝对不希望别人用石头把她打死。
The fears.
她很害怕。
The loneliness.
孤单。
The object of so much scorn.
他成为别人的笑柄
and reproach,
成为羞辱
and the guilt, her own conscience,
还有他自己的良心也觉得很有罪恶感
and facing her accusers,
面对着那些指控他的人
without doubt her husband was there,
无疑的他的丈夫也在场
and to look him in the face,
而且还要面对着丈夫
it doesn't say, but probably they had the other man there.
圣经上没有说，但是或许另外一个男人也在那里。
It was a moment no one wants to live through.
那一刻没有人想要活过去的。
No one wants to be caught.
没有人希望被逮着的。
Lots of people want to do the crime.
很多人想要犯罪。
Nobody wants to do the time.
没有人想要付那个时间。
No one wants to be caught.
没有人希望被抓到。
We would do lots of things if we could be sure we wouldn't be caught.
如果我们确定自己不会被逮着的话，我们会犯很多的罪。
Being caught is a great deterrent to crime.
被逮着了就使得人们不去犯罪。
But when we're caught,
但是当我们被逮着了
oh, how they squeal like a rat.
人们就会像是老鼠一样的跑走。
How they do their best.To get off the hook like a fish in the stream.
他们就会像溪里面的鱼，尽量想要脱离那个钩子。
Wiggle and twist and go in every way trying to get out.
他们就会拼命的摇动，是想尽办法想要脱离。
But when they're caught, they're caught.
但是当他们被逮着的时候，就是被逮着了。
And then the crime is no longer something wonderful.
这个时候罪就不再是很好的事情了
But something horrible.
而是可怕的事情了
And our conscience, how terrible it is.
我们的良心这是很糟糕的事情
She was in that situation.
这个女人就处在那样的境况里面
Perhaps in a lesser way, we've all been in that situation.
或许我们在其他的方式上也曾经都有过那样子的处境
Maybe as a childWith your hand in the cookie jar, and mom walked in the wrong moment.
或许当我们还小的时候，我们的手去抓饼干，然后刚好妈妈走进来了。
And what could you say? Your hand was in there.
你能够说什么呢？你的手正在那里面呢。
Nobody likes to be caught.
没有人喜欢被逮着。
But in a situation like this,
但是像这样子的情况
it wasn't just a bit of shame.
这不只是一点点的羞辱而已。
It was life and death.
而是生死的问题。
And no one cared for me.
而没有人看顾我。
No one cared.
没有人关心。
Her mother and father, they would say stoner.
他的父母呢也会说把他用石头打死。
For shame came upon her house.
因为羞辱临到了那个家庭。
Her husband that once had loved her,
那个曾经爱她的丈夫
Would cry the loudest, stoner.
他也会大声地喊着把他丢用石头打死
Because he had been so humiliated.
因为他受到这么大的羞辱
No one cared.
没有人关心
No one wanted her life to be spared.
没有人想要挽回她的生命。
No one had a good word to say for her.
没有人会对她说一句好话。
They all said, kill her.
每一个人都说把她杀死。
And there she was thrown on the ground.
她在那里被丢在地上。
She'd been already been beaten.
她早就已经被打了。
Spit upon.
被人家吐口水。
Cursed,
被人咒诅。
Hated,
被人恨恶。
And she was the most miserable object.
她是一个最悲惨的对象。
And again I say, and no one cared.
我再说，没有人关心，没有人。
And they cried out, Jesus, what shall we do?
那些人就喊着跟耶稣说，我们要怎么做呢？
Moses said, Stoner, what do you say?
我们的摩西说，要把他用石头打死，那你怎么说呢？
The first thing he did was say nothing.
耶稣做的第一件事情就是什么也不说。
First, he did not raise his voice against her.
首先，耶稣并没有扬起声来攻击这个女人。
Everybody else did.
其他的人都这样做了。
But he didn't.
但是耶稣没有。
There she lay on the ground.
她在那里躺在地上。
A miserable heap of guilt and shame and terror.
恐怖，恐惧还有悲惨、羞辱，通通都堆积在她的身上。
And the next thing Jesus did,
耶稣做的第二件事情,
he stooped down.
耶稣就弯着身子,
and he was on her level.
耶稣就跟他在一样的层次了。
He was on her level.
耶稣跟他在一样的层次。
He went down to where she was.
耶稣也低到那个女人所在的地方。
He didn't stay up with her accusers.
耶稣没有跟其他人要那样站立的来指控他。
He stooped down.
他弯下腰了。
You know, God stooped down on the day we call Christmas.
你知道在我们所称的圣诞节那天，神弯下来了。
To us.
他降下来临到我们。
It was a long way down.
那下来的路很长。
That young lady.
那个年轻的女人。
Was a long way down.
他在下面很低的地方。
No one could be any farther down.
没有人能够比他更低了。
Only one step further and she was dead.
他只要再往下面走一步就死了。
And he went down to where she was.
而耶稣却降到这女人所在的地方。
And God came down to where we are.
神降杯到了我们所在的地方。
In this world of shame and darkness and sinfulness.
在这个充满了罪恶羞辱的地方。
In this land where there's so little love and so much hate,
在这个充满了恨、缺少爱的世界里面，
so many people are filled with so much hate.
有许多人都充满了很多的恨。
It takes a lot of hate to blow an airplane out of the sky with innocent people.
要有很大的恨才会去炸飞机，使得那些无辜的人都死掉了。
It takes a lot of hate to put a bomb in a park where people are just having fun.
需要有很大的恨才会在一个大家都玩得很愉快的公园里面放炸弹。
And there is a lot of hate.
有很多的恨。
But he came down to our level.
但是他降低到我们的层次。
I don't know what he wrote on the ground.
我不晓得他在地上写了什么。
My imagination tells me things.
我的想象这样告诉我。
Perhaps the first word he wrote was thief, T-H-I-E-F.
或许他写的第一个字就是贼。
They looked over his shoulder.
然后别人就从他的身后看一看。
What's he saying?
他在写什么？
Maybe the next word he wrote was liar.
或许他写的第二个字是说谎者。
They watched him, right? And they kept talking at him, but he wouldn't answer.
别人又再看一看，那些人不断地想要说服他，但是耶稣不回答。
It says he pretended like he didn't hear them.
他就好像根本没有听到那些人说话一样。
So he hadn't heard them. And they continued to talk to him.
那些人就继续地跟耶稣讲话。
Maybe he wrote adulterer.
或许他又再写了一个字，奸淫者。
Maybe he wrote blasphemer.
或许他又再写了一个字，亵渎者。
Maybe he wrote idolater.
或许他又写了另外一个字，拜偶像的人。
They kept watching.
别人就一直看。
And then Jesus stood up.
然后耶稣就直起来了，就看着别人的眼睛。
and said, "He that has no sin."
他说，凡是你们没有罪的
，thief，
贼
，liar，
说谎的
，blasphemer，
亵渎的
，he that hath no sin，
凡是没有罪的
，and their conscience began to work，
他们的良心开始运作了。
Let him first cast a stone.
让这样子人丢第一颗石头。
I was in Argentina.
我曾经在阿根廷。
And there was a wonderful outpouring of the Holy Spirit.
有圣
church, certain church.
在某一个教会里面有圣灵很奇妙的浇灌。
Upstairs room.
那个是在楼上的房间。
A long stairs went from the street up to the chapel.
从街上要到那个教会地方有相当的路。
But the Holy Spirit visited that in a most remarkable way.
但是圣灵用非常奇妙的方式造访了那个教会。
And for 2 weeks, people didn't sing. They just came to church and threw themselves on the floor and began to cry out to God for mercy.
有两个礼拜的时间，人们都没有唱歌，他们只是一到教会来就自己俯伏在地，开始向神呼求，求神的怜悯。
I didn't see anything like it.
没有看过像这样的事情。
They didn't want to sing. They just wanted to pray.
他们不想要唱歌，他们只想要祷告。
And there's about 100 to 150.
那里差不多有100 to 150个人。
And they just wanted to pray.
他们只想要祷告。
And their prayer was, "God, forgive my sin."
他们的祷告是神啊，求你赦免我的罪。
No, I didn't tell them to do that.
我没有告诉他们要这样做。
I didn't preach at all.
我根本没有讲道。
We didn't sing, we didn't preach.
我们没有唱歌，也没有讲道。
And we'd be there from about 7:30 to midnight.
我们会在那里差不多晚上七点半到半夜。
And they're making so much noise.
他们太吵了。
That the neighbors called the police.
邻居就找警察来。
And Sunday morning.
主日的早上。
They were all there and praying.
他们都在那里祷告。
Crying out.
在那里呼求，造出了很大的噪音。
Sometimes God can get noisy.
有时候神会变得很吵的。
And the police walked in.
警察走进来了。
And a sergeant came in the door.
警官就从门口走进来。
And left one of the lower level police, whichever he was, downstairs.
把一个比较低层次的警官就留在下面。
So I walked over to where he was. I was visiting this church. It wasn't my church.
我是在拜访那个教会，我不是。
I walked over the door.
牧羊那个教会，我就走到门口。
I said, "Hello, sir."
我说先生你好。
I said, "What can I do for you, sir?"
说有什么要我为你效力。
What's going on here?
他说这里怎么回事啊
？Well, I said, "People are repenting. Can't you see?"
我说这些人在悔改啊，你难道没有看见吗
？And just at that moment,
就在那一刻
，a young man, not 6 feet away from him.
有一个年轻人离他不到6尺远
burst out with tears,
他就放声大哭
and began to cry out,
开始喊着
Oh God, I'm such a sinner.
神啊，我是这么大的罪人
God, please can you ever forgive me?
神啊，你能不能够赦免我呢
He said, I've been in fornication and I've hidden and I didn't want anybody to know.
他说我一直在行奸淫，我一直隐藏起来，我不想要人知道
But, oh, I feel terrible.
他说啊，我觉得很糟糕
Please will you forgive me?
求你赦免我好不好
Now this police was hearing that.
警察听到他那个人讲的话
，He said, "Oh, that's what they're doing."
警察说，哦、
oh, ，That's all right then. And he got out.
他说，哦，好，他们在做的是这样的事情，好，他就赶快走出去了。
I think it got his conscience real quick.
我想他的良心很快的就被唤醒了。
He didn't want to hear anymore.
他不想要再听了。
I think it's what happened then.
我想这就是那时候发生的事情。
And when Jesus lifted up his voice,
当耶稣扬起声来
he was on her side.
耶稣是站在那女人的那一边的
He stooped down.
他弯下身
He joined her.
他加入了这女人
And he cared.
他关心
He cared for that miserable speck of humanity.
他顾念那个被人轻看的人
He cared for somebody that nobody cared for.
他顾念没有人顾念的人
He cared for a soul that he knew was eternal.
他顾念一个他知道是永恒的灵魂
And God so loved the world.
神这么样的爱世人
Sinners or not.
不管是不是罪人
And who isn't.
而有谁不是罪人呢
So he came.
所以他来了
And so he stood there.
所以他站在那里。
And so he cared.
所以他顾念。
And he lifted up his voice for her.
他为这女人扬起身来。
He didn't accuse her.
他没有指控她。
He didn't condemn her.
没有定她的罪。
He didn't excuse her.
也没有替她找借口。
He didn't defend her in the sense of trying to prove her innocent.
也没有试着去为她辩护，证明她是无辜的。
He never said anything about innocence or guilt.
他没有说这个女人到底是不是清白的，还是有罪的。
She was guilty, and that was proved. That's the end of it.
她是有罪的，已经被证明了。
But he cared.
但是他顾念。
And it says, one by one.
圣经上说，他们一个接一个的。
They began to leave that place.
一个一个的离开了那个地方。
There was a pressure began to develop.
有一种压力开始形成了。
As he stooped down and began to write.
当耶稣弯下腰开始写字。
And he looked over his shoulder.
别人就从他的肩膀往那边看。贼。
Liar.
说谎的。
Blasphemer.
亵渎的。
And it says they started to get out.
他们就开始出去了。
Like that policeman. They started to get out.
就像那个警察，他赶快出去了。
And it started with the oldest.
而且是从最老的开始。
I mean, he had the biggest mountain of sin.
因为最老的，他的罪就像是山一样的高。他的良心最糟糕。
And he started to get out.
他们开始出去了。
Nothing was said.
没有人说什么。
Silence.
很安静。
Sometimes the noisiest thing in the world is silence.
有时候世界上最吵的声音就是安静。
Just silence.
安静。
Jesus didn't accuse them.
耶稣没有控告他们，没有怪他们，也没有告诉他们他们不对。
They were right as far as the law is concerned. They were right as far as the law is concerned.
就律法来说，他们是对的。
But one by one, they walked out.
但是他们一个个的出去了。
Got real quiet.
变得很安静。